Our reporter Yossa Federman joins us live from Kiev. Yossa, Russia closing in on Kiev, but Ukrainian forces still fighting back.
Yes, they're trying to put up a defense, but it's clear that the Russians are moving in quickly. The reports are that they're just within, inside the city, just a few kilometers from where I'm standing. It was a long night here. We had repeated air raid sirens running up and down into shelters, into the basement for protection. And throughout the day, we have heard more sirens, explosions, off in the distance, but even one not too long ago, clearly getting closer to where we are.
Oh, with sirens and explosions getting closer, how are people in Kiev enduring this conflict?
Yeah, we took a walk a little. And we're in Maidan Square, near Maidan Square, the main square in central Kiev. And it felt almost like a ghost town. Very few people, just a handful of stragglers sort of milling about. But the streets are largely empty. People are staying indoors. They're scared. They're worried about what's coming.
Ukraine's leader, that's Volodymyr Zelensky, hitting out international sanctions on Russia, saying these are insufficient. Now, he has said, who is ready to fight with us? I'm asking them, are you with us? Is Mr. Zelensky actually expecting other forces to be fighting alongside Ukrainian forces?
Could you repeat the question? I'm sorry, there's some noise.
Essentially, President Zelensky has said international sanctions against Russia are not enough. He has said, who is ready to fight with us? I'm asking them, are you with us? Is the president actually expecting outside forces to be standing on the ground alongside Ukrainian forces?
Yeah, I think that is his hope, but there are no signs of that happening. The U.S. Has made it clear it has no intention of sending troops into Ukraine. They've been sending troops to near Ukraine, to fellow NATO allies, but they do not want to get involved in the conflict at this stage. So for the time being, you have appeals from Ukraine for help. You have sanctions, and those sanctions, as you mentioned, are getting stronger with the latest round. But sanctions, as you know, take a long time to hit. They don't always work against the targets that you hope for. So there's a long road ahead before those sanctions take effect. So what we expect to see is no sign of either side backing down, more fighting, and very likely the Russians will continue to advance.
Thanks for the AP reporter, Yossa Federman in Kiev.